Good morning. Welcome to Day 12 Morning Motivation. I'm Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping people live better every day. Today we're going to talk about how to eat foods so that you can maintain health, fitness, and feel great and have lots of energy. Over the last few days, we've spoken about topics including the worst foods to eat, the right foods to eat, even how to organize your kitchen. So by now, you should have a pretty good idea of the foods you're eating today and which of those you should keep eating and which of those you should push away and throw out. Today, we're going to talk about how to eat the foods that are good for you because, yes, even if you eat healthy foods the wrong way, you can still gain weight and have poor health. That's because, like anything, too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. So the best way to eat is to not overeat. Throughout your day, when you are eating meals, you want to avoid what I'll call a food coma or a food hangover. And I'm sure it's happened to you in the past. I've definitely been a victim of the food hangover. And basically, a food hangover is when you eat so much in one meal that you can barely get up out of the table, out of the chair, and get on with the rest of your day. Or you eat so much that you just don't feel good afterwards. And yes, you can do this with healthy foods. It's harder to do it with healthy foods because typically healthy foods are, they have more fiber, there's more water in them. So you get full faster and it's hard to keep eating that stuff, but you still can. So one way to think about this is, you know, what I like to do and the way I like to think about things in life is that if I'm trying to achieve anything, I like to emulate and mimic people who are already at the level of success that I want. And so most Americans and most people in Western countries should look to people outside of our society for healthy eating tips because the American diet and the Western diet is not a good diet. It's not a healthy diet. It's probably the unhealthiest diet in the world. So we should look at people who are extremely healthy. And some of the healthiest people in the world live in Japan, live in Okinawa, and they have a term about eating called hara hachi bu. I'll say it again, hara hachi bu. Now, hopefully I'm not butchering the name, I might be, but the idea behind that is that term means eat until you are 80% full. Okay? You never eat until you're bursting at the seams and you want to take your belt off because you're too full. Instead, eat until you're 80% full. And if you do that, you'll have more energy. It's all about pushing the plate away when you've had enough. Another way to think about this is when you eat food, eat until you are no longer hungry, not until you're full. There's a big difference. If you eat until you're not hungry anymore, you'll typically eat a lot less than if you eat until you are full. One way to do this is to eat slowly. This is important because the time it takes for the signals from your digestive system and from your stomach to reach your brain, telling your brain that you've eaten enough, typically takes about 20 minutes. So if you eat a ton of food really fast, let's say in 5 or 10 minutes, your brain doesn't get the signal that you've eaten too much until it's too late. So you want to eat really slowly. How can you do this? Well, you can chew your food slowly, you can take very small bites, and you should actually try to enjoy your food. So today, think about how much you're eating, not just what you're eating. Try to eat until you're no more than 80% full, and I bet that you'll feel a lot better, you'll have more energy, and you'll just feel healthier than you have in the past when you were eating until you were full. So that's it for today. That's your homework for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next time on Morning Motivation.